بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا تكلم بكلمة أعادها ثلاثا حتى تفهم عنه، وإذا أتى على قوم فسلم عليهم سلم عليهم ثلاثا. رواه البخاري. هذا محمول على ما إذا كان الجمع كثيرا. أنس رضي الله عنه says إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would speak, then at times he would repeat the words three times when it was a very important advice that he was giving, so that the advice could be understood well from him. So certain times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak certain words, certain messages, and he would repeat it three times so that the people, the audience, could understand the exact message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So sometimes the person hears the word or sentence first time, it doesn't register, perhaps he wasn't paying attention. But by the time it is repeated three times, then it is well understood. Generally, it is understood by the person. And then when he would go into a large gathering, when there was a large gathering, then Rasulullah would make salam three times. In other words, when he would enter the gathering at the entrance, then as he would come into the gathering, and then when he comes right to the place of the people who he needed to meet, that is the three times he would make salam. Others say that first he'd make salam at the entrance, and then he would come into the gathering and make salam. And the third salam would be salamul wida', when the person is now going away, he'll say, right, assalamu alaikum. So that was the three times salam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make. So here again we understand important messages should be said, should be repeated at least three times. And also a person when there's a large gathering, he should make salam in this way. Again, the importance of making salam. وعن المقداد وعن المقداد رضي الله عنه في حديثه الطويل قال كنا نرفع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نصيبه من اللبن فيجيء من الليل فيسلم تسليما لا يوقظ نائما ويسمع اليقظان فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسلم كما كان يسلم. رواه مسلم. المقداد رضي الله عنه, a very lengthy hadith. This part he says that we used to keep the share of Rasulullah's milk at night. So we would take that share of milk, his portion of the milk, and keep it aside. When Rasulullah would come late at night, then he would make salam in such a way that those who were asleep, he would not awaken them. And those who were awake, they would hear his salam. Rasulullah came that night, he made salam just as he used to make. In other words, important thing is sometimes when we go back home, it is late at night, people are asleep, people are fast asleep, so we shouldn't then make a big noise and make salam loudly. Make it in such a way that any person who is awake, it is audible, he can hear it and he can repeat your salam. And those who are sleeping will not be disturbed and they will not make salam. So it's important, somebody is sleeping, we shouldn't wake him up and shout and make salam in such a way that he suddenly wakes up from his sleep is disturbed. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in that to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, bihamdihi, 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 bihamd